Hey guys, it's Ashley here with the Patent Pump. It's been a minute since we put up a podcast, so I thought that I'd bring you guys something interesting. It's the summertime, and I know everybody is trying to get summertime fine. So we have a special treat for you. We have Kyle Colatino, an online fitness trainer and nutrition coach, and owner and founder of Body by Kyle.
Hey Ash, how are you? What's going on?
It's all good. It's all good. Thank you for talking to me this morning. As I was saying, you know, everybody's trying to get summertime fun, and they're trying to get their sexy on because, of course, it's bikini season. And I thought it would definitely be interesting to have you come on our podcast and kind of give us some tips and tricks about nutrition and cardio and just kind of how to do it right. So let's first start talking about your brand, Body by Kyle. So what is Body by Kyle?
Body by Kyle, like you said, with the fantastic introduction that you gave me, those kind words, started last year in May. I was a, you know, high school, college athlete and got into fitness more so in college and nutrition especially. And, you know, just like a lot of people who start out into, you know, the fitness world, start looking for various workouts, various nutrition plans, and my workouts were good, but I wasn't seeing, you know, the results that I wanted to, the physique or look that I wanted to really see. And I'm sure a lot of people could relate to that, whether they are, you know, male or female. So I started doing a lot of research with nutrition. And if anyone ever really, you know, dug into the nutrition aspect of it, there's so much information out there on the internet of, you know, what works for people, what hasn't worked. And what works for someone really isn't going to work for everybody. And that's, you know, what I really found through my research, you know, through trial and error, trying different things. Right. And once, you know, I found some stuff that works for myself and I started, you know, seeing the results, people, just like with anything else, they see you be successful and they want to know, you know, how you did it. So at the time I was a high school strength and conditioning coach. Worked with a lot of, you know, different athletes from different sports, many of whom went on to play Division I athletics, whether it be football, baseball, softball, wide variety of backgrounds.
So cool.
So I had some experience there in terms of the workouts. And now with the nutrition stuff, it really, you know, combined both worlds. And I started helping people out. And they would come to me and say Body by Cal because that would be my nickname. They called me Cal. So I started off with Body by Cal, and actually a lot of people don't know this, and even those who do know me probably don't even know this, but it's not Body by Cal because of, you know, my nickname, although a lot of people will think that. It actually stands for commitment, attitude, and lifestyle. So with those three things, you know, the body portion of Body by Cal will be achieved and we'll be able to maintain it for a long period of time and enjoy, you know, good overall health. And that's really what I try to preach more than anything is health over anything else. You know, you could have a good look and, you know, the body you want, but if you're not in good health, it really, you know, doesn't matter at the end of the day, you know, how good you look. It's all about health first.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think commitment, attitude, and lifestyle definitely play a role in, you know, not only taking control of your health, but taking control of your life, really. And so those three characteristics that perfectly describe your brand are just kind of a perfect example of how health and fitness can help in more areas than just the body. It can help with the mind. It can help with the spirit as well, too.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. You know, commitment, no matter who you are, if you're not committed to your goal and what you have in mind, nothing is really going to fall into place. And I tell everyone that I work with, I'm also a high school phys ed teacher in my health classes, you know, if you don't have the right attitude every day where you're going to get things done, if you have that negative mindset where, you know, 9 out of 10 things went right, but you're focusing on that one thing that went wrong, you know, it's always going to hold you back. And that lifestyle thing, like you said too, you know, what you learn through fitness and the gym is definitely, you know, cross-sending into things outside of the gym, you know, whether it's relationships, whether it is your job, whatever it is. If you're that way outside of the gym, you know, it's only going to make you a better overall person. So there's been, you know, a lot of things that I've, you know, taken from the gym and have used in just, you know, life as general, whether it's discipline, work ethic, time restraints or commitments, and, you know, days you don't feel like doing something, you get up, you do it, you feel a lot better. So, yeah, there are so many things that, you know, you could take from the world and life of fitness and incorporate it into everything, which is, you know, what I'm very passionate about when it comes to that sort of health world.
Definitely. So one of the things that we're challenging people to do with a patented summer this summer is to hustle hard. And hustle hard meaning, you know, follow your dreams, you know, work out, take care of yourself, you know, self-upkeep, that type of thing. To really, you know, try to love yourself this summer. Hustle hard, do what you have to do to get it done. And before we get into your spiel about sweat and cardio, I just kind of want to ask you some personal questions, because we've gotten to know a little bit about your brand, but let's get to know a little bit about Kyle. So what's your favorite part of the body?
I would have to say my favorite body part to actually train is shoulders. You know, I'm a men's physique competitor, so you get that, you know, X shape or that V taper look. The wider those shoulders look, the smaller the waist looks.
Yeah, my favorite body part on a man is shoulders and back, so good choice. So I'm going to go ahead and hand you the mic and let you go ahead and give your spiel on sweat and cardio.
All right, awesome. So cardio is something I get asked a lot of. There's a lot of, you know, misconceptions on cardio. How much is enough? You know, what should I be doing? A lot of things that I hear when I start off with clients is that they're running, you know, these crazy amounts of miles per week. They're running maybe an hour a day. They're not seeing the results they want. And a lot of that has to do with they're not having the proper nutrition or nourishment for their body to get that look that they want. So I try to, you know, tell everyone, do you want to look like a sprinter who's built, has a lot of muscle on them, or do you want to look like a marathon runner who is thin and able to run long distances because they don't have as much body weight on them and they're able to do those things? And, you know, whatever look you want is totally fine. We're not judging one group over another. It's all individualized what your goals are. So, you know, based on that, we move forward. And the next, you know, question usually I get is steady state versus HIIT cardio. It's going to be different. Steady state just means that, you know, you go on the treadmill, you walk for a certain amount of time at a steady state, where HIIT cardio, HIIT stands for high intensity interval training, which just means that you go hard as possible for short durations, usually anywhere from 15 to 30 seconds, get a break, you get to rest up, and you hit it again. So it would be things like a 100-meter sprint, you get a minute break, 2-minute break tops, you're able to hit it hard again. You do that anywhere from, you know, 5 to 15 rounds, depending on how long you want to work, where your cardiovascular endurance is. So things of that nature. Now, depending on your goals, where you're at, HIIT cardio is great. But if you're working out, you know, 5-6 days a week, it's very taxing on your central nervous system to be doing HIIT cardio after your lifting sessions, or even before your lifting sessions if you're doing it early in the morning and lifting later, just because your body, when you're doing a contest prep and you're working out that much, it's going to need time to recover, and to put your body under that much stress is only going to do harm and leave you vulnerable to getting sick or having some sort of, you know, minor injury here or there, tendonitis, inflammation. So steady state, usually what I like to go to, and you know, depending on where you're at, you kind of move from there. But steady state is, you know, my go-to. If you want to do HIIT cardio maybe 1 or 2 days a week, that's, you know, optional. That's up to you. That's fine. It's, you know, nice because it doesn't take as long, but it's going to really be dependent on your training, how often you're training, and that's going to determine how many, you know, HIIT cardio sessions that you should go for. HIIT cardio is more bang for your buck, so less time, more calories spent. But again, the biggest factor in it all is keeping your health and not taxing that central nervous system. So like I said, depending on, you know, where you're at is going to determine what you should move forward with. Just with anything, you know, start low with cardio. You see so many people, like I said, go out and start running miles upon miles or walking on the treadmill for an hour. It's no different than anything else. Your body is going to adapt to it. So the best thing to do is start low. You know, I tell people 2 or 3 days at 15 minutes and work your way up. You know, you don't have to go on the treadmill for, you know, 5, 6 days a week for 45 minutes because your body is eventually going to adapt to that. And you're not going to see the results or lose the weight you want unless you up it. And before you know it, you're doing, you know, an hour, hour and a half on the treadmill, when it's a lot better to start at, you know, 2 or 3 days at 15 minutes and then just bump it up a day or bump it up 5 minutes. So you could go from 3 or 4 days to 15 minutes. And then once you get good there, bump it up to 20 minutes. It's going to take you, you know, a long time before you get to that 6 days a week where you're at 40 or 45 minutes. You may never have to get there. So it's always good to start low and work your way up. And also, you know, a lot of people will say, if you're bulking, should you do cardio? My answer to that is yes. And again, start low, because even though you're bulking, you don't just want to put weight on. You want to put lean muscle on, and that's going to promote that lean muscle growth. Now, when you're doing cardio, the next thing is don't do it right before your workout, because now you're taking away from your lifting sessions. Now, that doesn't mean you can't get up in the morning and do your cardio. It just means if you have cardio scheduled that day, don't go to the gym, do cardio, and as soon as you get off the treadmill, bike, elliptical, you're going right into your workout, because now you're going to be, you know, taxed from that cardio session. You don't have any food in your system to kind of fuel the process and fuel your workout. So, you know, if you're going to do your cardio during the workout, do it after when your workout is done. I see that mistake, you know, being made pretty frequently. And the last thing, fasted cardio is a hot topic now. You know, is fasted cardio good? Should I be doing fasted cardio?
Just for anyone that doesn't know, what is fasted cardio?
That's a great question. So fasted cardio just means that when you get up, you are in a fasted state. So you had your meal, whenever it was, say tonight, your last meal. So you'll go to sleep tonight. You'll wake up in a fasted state. So without eating anything, you are going to do your cardio. And the method behind that is when you are in a fasted state, you will burn more fat during the cardio session. So you don't have any food in your bodies really from that fasted state. So your glucose levels, which are coming from carbohydrates, are depleted. So that's usually our first energy source, is to use carbohydrates. Then we will use fat. So by doing fasted cardio, it's going to use your fat sources as the primary source of energy over the carbohydrates and glucose. Now, another thing to take into consideration, which a lot of people will neglect, is fasted cardio isn't going to do anything for you if your diet isn't in check. So if you are, you know, eating things that are kind of off kilter, that you shouldn't be eating, and your diet's not really in check, or your nutrition plan isn't really in check, well, then fasted cardio really isn't going to be as beneficial as it could or should be. But if you do have, you know, your nutrition in check, your meal plan is in check, you're doing the things that you are, you know, supposed to do, and you do fasted cardio, it will speed up the process a little bit more, and it will burn those fat sources and fat storages in your body for you to get that, you know, tight, lean, cut body that, you know, a lot of people will desire. But again, you know, you could do fasted cardio on a bulk, you could do it on a cut. Just with anything, it's important to start low as possible and then work your way up. You mentioned before, Ash, about nutrition. I don't want to get into a whole spiel on that, but, you know, anyone I work with, and we talked about this, is we try to start you at the highest possible calorie intake that we could and then start working your way down, because why do we want anyone to eat at such a low calorie intake? Because when they get stuck or at a plateau, we're going to have to start cutting, and before you know it, they're not eating anything. My philosophy is to start you as high as we could, have your metabolism revved up, and in turn, that metabolism is going to help burn more calories and fat. And when you do get stuck, well, now you're able to take a cut and still eat a lot of food. It's kind of relative with the cardio to start low and work your way up, because there's a lot more room to operate when you start at 15 minutes rather than, you know, 45 minutes. But those are some tips and suggestions that I like to recommend to people that I believe in. I hope that helps you guys this summer with, you know, your bikini bodies, getting fit, getting sexy, whatever it is, you know, you're looking to do. You know, that's some good tips to get you started and hopefully on the right path. Last thing I want to leave you with, too, is I hear all the time about people trying to, you know, train and outwork their diet. It's not possible. I wish you guys could understand and see how much nutrition plays a role in everything. And if we worried about nutrition as much as we worried about training, you guys would be well on your way to those bodies that you all desire and want to get to.
Amazing. Those are some amazing tips, and even I learned something. I definitely thank you for all of your tips and dropping your knowledge with us today. Where can people find you?
If you guys want to find me, I'm online. I have my own website, as Ashley said. You can visit and search Body by Cal, just as you would spell it out. And also on Facebook, you have a page called Body by Cal also. Instagram, same thing. So if anyone wants to follow, I try to incorporate a lot of tips, a lot of blogs, a lot of testimonial stories where I've worked with clients, kind of my own journey as I'm getting ready for some things. So it's a little bit of everything. And as always, if anyone ever needs anything, you can shoot me a message, shoot me an email. If anyone's interested in getting started, would love to work with any of you guys to get you on track with your fitness goals. And that's what we're all about here.
I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. If you have any questions for Kyle, definitely hit him up. He definitely will be willing to answer them. Thanks for listening, and hope you guys tune in soon. Bye.